The finance minister's austerity plan for 2013, which includes far-reaching measures to increase state revenues and cut public spending, has raised an outcry from the opposition benches, with the leader of the opposition Social Democrats, Bohuslav Sobotka, saying his party would table a vote of no confidence in the three-party center-right coalition. While the finance minister's proposal is now being debated by the three ruling parties and may undergo fundamental changes, it has sparked plenty of controversy. Some critics say that the proposed austerity measures will stifle economic growth rather than incite it. Others claim the government should reform the public sector rather than impoverishing people living on a low income. Radio Prague asked former finance minister and Raiffeisen Bank's chief analyst, Pavel Mertlík, what measures he would have proposed under the circumstances. Daniela Lazarová spoke to him.
Definitely, I would similarly as a government elaborate with changes in the personal income tax, and some increase of value-added tax is, I think, still reasonable, but I'm not sure about the 20% level. It seems to me to be quite high, and with exception of Denmark, it will be probably the highest value-added tax in Europe with single rate. What is the most necessary thing is definitely some act on the status of public employees with appropriate human resources management and things like that. This is not systematic in the Czech Republic, and because of that we don't have appropriate work incentives in the public sector. And second point, which is very important certainly, is the management of public expenditures, and particularly I mean central procurement, which is missing, and the typical prices for which government buys products and services from private sector are tenths of percent higher than what is a standard in the private sector among companies. So to come with cutting pensions is quite absurd in a country where it's visible from anecdotal evidence you can see in the press how mismanaged is the government and that the situation is worsening.
So although individual ministries say they are barely able to operate now and have been cut down to the bone, so to speak, you feel that the public sector, the state sector, is still squandering money?
Definitely.
Which of the proposed measures would you say are completely counterproductive?
What I see as, I would say, crazy is, for example, the cut of the birth benefit, which per se is not so huge. It's 300 million Czech crowns in a year, but it's just another step in the changes in the policies via young families, and definitely the young families will be one of the victims of these changes together with pensioners. And in a country which has huge problems with level of natality, and apparently over the last 4 or 5 years most of the reforms were counterproductive from the point of view of some demographic situation, I think this is something where we are undercutting the future.
Pavel Mertlík, chief analyst of the Raiffeisen Bank, was talking to Radio Prague's Daniela Lazarová about the far-reaching austerity plan for 2013. And of course, that is something that affects many countries across Europe. So we'd be very curious to hear your take on austerity measures. And you can share your opinions either by email to english@radio.cz. Or of course, if you would like to post a comment on our Facebook wall, do find us on Facebook and get in touch.